Week number 5, Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Krennan Prophet alongside Heath Wetstein, coach of the Troy Boys, who's right now on a 5-game winning streak. Donovan West, Blue Valley, Randolph, Jackson Heights in the last 2 games since last time we spoke. A win over ACCHS 69-39, and a win over the McLeod Bulldogs 72-46. Coach, tell me about these last 2 dominating wins for you and your team.
Yeah, we went on the road to Effingham. They've got a young team. They played hard, but they've got a really young team. We didn't start off very good, but we settled in, had a lot of guys contribute. We're finally getting a pretty good surge off of our bench. The 3 guys that come off the bench and play pretty good minutes, they're all playing pretty well right now. But, no real foul trouble in the Effingham game we were able to take care of them.
Well, coming here on your schedule, Coach, you got Axel here on Thursday, Friday against Marhill Mount Academy. We'll talk about the Omaha Central Thunder Classic here in a bit, but let's talk about, again, you're up 7-2 games. You're going to take on the ranked number 2 team of Class 1A Division 2, the Axel Eagles. You already took on number 1 ranked team in that division against Hanover. That was your 2nd game of the season, only losing by 3. So, Coach, what are going to be some expectations in this game against Axel? What are going to be some keys? And then also, what are going to be some keys in that game against the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens?
Yeah, you bet. We're going to have to play well against both of those teams. We go to Axtell, the old TVL rival. We're going to have to play well. I know they've got some guys that have really been putting out some stats. We're going to have to stay out of foul trouble, control the boards, and play better defense than what we've been playing. But I expect our kids to play hard in that game. And we'll turn around the next day and play a very tough league team in Morehill at Morehill. So I expect to be in another dogfight there. They played pretty well last night. So, we're going to have to play Trojan basketball hard, tough. Like I said, we're going to have to get a little better on the defense to have a chance in these 2 games.
So let's now talk about the Thunder Classic here coming up for you and your team. You'll take on Hiawatha next Tuesday. Now you're going up to Nemaha Central in Seneca instead of going all the way up to Washington County for the Twin Valley Tournament. So I'm sure you and your team are probably appreciated for that drive. But again, let's talk about that matchup next Tuesday. You've already played Hiawatha once this season. It was a 2-point game ending 87-85, getting that victory. What can you tell me about this matchup here against Hiawatha? And what are going to be some expectations in this tournament at the Thunder Classic?
Yeah, you bet. We, we'll get through this tough stretch this week and go to work against Hiawatha. They've, ever since we played them, they've played very well, which I knew they were a terrific team. I knew it before we played them, but we're going to have to be clicking on all cylinders. Siever Morgan's one of the best players in the state. The Morton kid is a very, very talented guard. They've got size, and then they've got some other guys that contribute. So, we're looking forward for that rematch. I hope it's just like the first one, the same outcome as well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for jumping in here and joining us for week number 5 of our Coach's Shows.
You bet. Go Trojans.
That was Heath Wedstein for the Troy Trojans boys team. This locker room chat here brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. The boys here on their upcoming schedule, it's Axel on Thursday, Marhill Mount Academy on Friday, and then next Tuesday to start the Thunder Classic Boys Tournament, it's against the Hiawatha Redhawks.